Blog Talk Radio.
To get the answers to life's questions. This is the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. And I am a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel of spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me and what I do by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there. There's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself, and that may be what you've been looking for. So this is the show that I was guided to create so that people would have a place to ask the questions that they have about their lives, about who they are, what's important, all of those little things that we want to know, but no one really taught us where to find the answers. Well, you can find the answers within yourself. But if you're not at the stage where you are connecting with your own guidance, then feel free to give me a call, and I will connect you with your guidance and tell you whatever it is that I am guided to tell you, or help you to release whatever it is I am guided to help you to release. Because that is the whole purpose of this. And I am having an interesting life, which is what we're supposed to have, right? But I am finding that my talents and abilities and gifts are being amplified this month. And I'm being told that this will continue for the next 6 weeks or so. And the way this amplification is happening is that I am releasing old beliefs, releasing old thoughts, releasing old conditioning. And I am moving into this wonderful new energy that just feels incredible. So last night I was doing a releasing. And I was releasing the beliefs that I have about why I don't actually love myself. Because, you know, I've been doing this work and clearing all this stuff and moving more and more into love. But apparently I wasn't quite there yet. And so I was guided to ask myself, you know, why don't I deserve love? And it's interesting because now when I ask that question, the answer I hear is, you do. But last night I got several answers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 10 answers. And so I released all 10 of those answers. And before I went to sleep, I called on my innate body, which I consider my spiritual consciousness because it connects everything that I am to everything that I believe. That's a simple way of putting it. And I called on my divine team, and we each have a team that works with us every moment of our lives, that helps us in whatever it is that we are needing assistance with. And I told them, and I also added my I am presence, which is something that a beautiful friend of mine that I've known for about a year, and she just brings incredible insight and information into my life. And so she's reminded me of the Sacred Heart and the I am presence. So I called on all of them and I said, okay, tonight while I'm sleeping, I'd like for you to clear whatever needs to be cleared so that I really am free to love myself. Because it's been a long time. I mean, I'm 60 years old. How long do I have to wait before I can actually love me, you know? And I woke up this morning feeling a difference. I love it when they work on me at night while I'm asleep. When I wake up and it's like I'm a different person when I wake up than I was when I went to sleep. And there's a lightness and a freedom that just feels, it feels so wonderful. You know, every time I do this, I'm wondering, why didn't I do this years ago? When in actuality, I have been clearing and releasing for years. So it's not like years ago I was doing nothing. But as I move along and I'm learning more about who I am and the possibilities and potentials in life keep opening up as I am letting go. And that's a part of it, because we have these beliefs and we don't always know what these beliefs are, and they hold us back. And they become such a part of us that we don't even see them. You know, it's like if you believed that the sky was purple, okay, for whatever reason you believed it, and someone kept telling you that the sky was blue, more than likely you wouldn't even hear them, because what they're saying is outside of your belief system. Because we really do live within our own belief systems. And so that's why when you are releasing, you are taking little steps at moving from the belief system that you were in into a more expansive belief system. Now, I haven't reached the point where I've, you know, eliminated all the beliefs, and I know what it's like when you finally get to that point where there's nothing else to release. I'm not sure that you can actually do that in one lifetime, not one of our traditional lifetimes, because we actually are capable of living for hundreds of years. Our bodies are capable of that. but over the years we have taught our bodies that they can only live for, at most, you know, a little over 100, and then you've got to die, you know. That's part of the conditioning that we have done as a society to our own bodies. And that's part of the conditioning that I am working to let go of, because it's not necessary. And as I'm releasing more and more of these old beliefs and conditioning, and I'm actually looking forward to being alive, I'm just seeing the potential, you know, in living for 300, 400, 500 years. And it just sounds absolutely amazing. Can you imagine what you can accomplish if you live for 500 years? Can you imagine how it would change things? You know, the little things that you consider important just wouldn't be important anymore. And it would also mean that at 60 years old, you know, I'm, you know, about the age of an 11-year-old, if I'm going to be living that long. And it just changes the whole perspective on life, on who I am, on what's possible. And I love that. I love opening up to more, to life meaning more, to me meaning more, and to the beautiful things that can be created, and to knowing that I have time. I have time. And that's another issue, you know, that I've been clearing is time, because we make time an issue. We believe that there's a limited amount of time. We're only going to live a certain amount of time, and you have to do all of this stuff in that time, and time is always working against you. The clock is always ticking, you know. You have a certain number of years where you have to produce children if you're going to produce children, because after those years, your body is saying, no, no, the time for that is over. You can't produce any more children. And so we have all of these time restrictions and boundaries that we have put into place that make us all frazzled and worn out, even when we're not doing anything, because we're thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to do this, and I've got to do this, and I just don't have the time. And that was one of the reasons why I was doing releasing of my beliefs about time. And now I like time. You know, time is my friend. So there are really lots of things that we can release. And one of the things that my guidance has told me is that I will release everything I have ever believed. And when they started telling me that, I thought, okay, no big deal. There's not that much stuff I believe. Boy, was I wrong. Because we have beliefs about everything. We have beliefs about everything we see, everything we hear, everything we do, everyone we know, and everything that we don't know. So we have billions, trillions, gazillions of beliefs. But letting them go does take you to a different level of living. And it opens you up to being more aware, of who you are and what kind of a life you are creating. And I find that it's absolutely beautiful. And the more I release, the more I actually value life. And the more I actually value myself. And the more I realize that I truly do deserve a wonderful, amazing life. And I'm also opening up more and more to seeing my value in the world, my value with the work that I do, my value with the changes that I help people bring into their lives. And that's all a part of opening up to loving myself. And that's been somewhat difficult, because I realize that we are taught in our society not to really value ourselves. Just like we are taught that there's going to be war. And we are taught that. We are taught that over and over in so very many ways. And children who come into the world are taught that too, that there is going to be war. They're not taught that the war is going to happen right here in our, you know, front yards. But we are taught that there will be war. And so that has an effect on us, even though we may not recognize that effect. So there's so much that we are taught that is running our lives. And it's time for us to let all of that go. And that's what's happening in my life, and I encourage you to let that happen in your life. And if you need some help, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. So let's go to our caller from area code 614. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. What can I do for you? I'm doing great.
That's good. It's wonderful. I was wondering if I've been having what I feel is a bit of bad luck lately, but I mean, I guess in a way I've been lucky because I've had to go through, like, 3 cars in 2 months.
Oh, my.
So this last car I got, yeah, that was, like, a miracle. I kept saying, I need a miracle because I want to go home, for one, because I live in Delaware, but I'm from Ohio, so I guess I got lucky on that. But life makes me really nervous because it seems like every time I get happy, something bad happens. I don't know. I was just wondering if you, saw any good things coming up. Is my relationship okay? I don't know. Money, is that going to be okay?
Okay.
I'm kind of good news.
Let's see what they're showing us. The first thing they're showing me is that all of this stuff with cars, you know, going through 3, that's a lot of cars to go through. That was actually to show you that you are provided for. No matter what, you are provided for. Even when things seem to be going horribly, you know, losing car after car after car, you are provided for. And you've seen that. So I would definitely say that you are in luck, if you want to look at it as luck, that God is always
or blessed, because I just kept saying, man, this has got to be an answer. I mean, I kept saying, I need a miracle. Could somebody please give me a miracle? I don't have that much money left. I need a miracle. And on the last one, I guess I got my wish. So I hope that's it, because you know how they say 3 times the charm. But it did kind of make me a little bit nervous about everything else around me. Like I think my job is going good. I do like the job that I have. I'm not sure about relationships, as far as like a boyfriend or even family, you know, because just having a relationship with anybody, just, I don't know, is a little shaky for me. Some people think I isolate myself, but I don't isolate myself to the point where I'm like totally and utterly alone. I just try my best to be cautious about who it is that I'm around, because not a lot of people can understand me, or at least it seems that way. Or they can't take who I am or accept who I am or whatever. They want me to be something else I'm not. And I've always been willing. I've always had my mindset to, I'm not going to change myself for people, because you can go through so many people and each one of them could want you to change and be something else. So I didn't see the point in all that. They either have to like me the way I am or just not at all.
Hey, I think that that's an absolutely wonderful way to look at it, because you really should be changing yourself to make someone else accept you and love you. You don't have to make anyone anything in order to be loved. Love is just love. It's not something you have to battle for or prove.
Right.
So one of the things they're telling me about you is that you are a light worker. And so you are here to help to change the world. We are adding more and more light to this world so that it can evolve to a higher level, the whole world, you know. And there are select people who came onto the planet with the intention of using that light within them to bring more light to the world. You are one of those people. So are you doing the work that your heart wants you to do?
I'm not really sure. I mean, where I'm at now, I have never lighted work as much as this, what I'm doing now. However, I do feel like I can do even more, which is another reason why I wanted to plan this trip to Ohio, because it actually means a fresh start for me if I go there and do a few things that's been weighing on me for so long. I'm, for some reason, I've had like more, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, maybe courage or the will to keep moving forward instead of just letting go and giving up. I keep thinking maybe there still might be something around the corner. So all I have left, I think, is just hope.
So
I guess it's sometimes it's scary to make relationships because, I don't know, I seem to always seem to pick the same exact type. I don't know how I do that.
You could be doing that because there's a part of you that feels like this is the type of person you need to save. And so that's what you keep picking.
Yeah.
Because are you, do you work to make their lives better, the ones that you are picking?
Well, this particular one that I'm with now, I've tried. I keep wanting to help, but I told them there's only so much I can do because I can barely help myself. So, but I try to comfort people enough to where hopefully they can keep moving too, keep trying and not give up. But some people are hard. They're stubborn or, you know, hard-headed, just like me. So, but I can be talked to. Some people just can't.
True. Some people are not ready to
I listen. Have more of an open mind as well.
Yes. Well, it sounds like you really are here to make a difference in this world. So what is it that you really love to do? What is it that when you're doing it, you lose all track of time and you are just in that moment doing what you love?
I like for my nephews, for example, they, when we were together for a while, and you know, their mother was there, but she, her ways, her rules and things that they let, she let them do to me was just inappropriate. So I wasn't their mother, and I told them, well, I'm not your mother, but I'll tell you why I don't want you to watch certain things or say or do certain things. And then, you know, you could take it from there. Well, they listened to me a lot. And if you ask me, I changed her sons for the good. So I always kind of like took credit for it. And then one day, one of my nephews posted on Facebook that his second mother, which is me, he wanted to thank and all this other stuff. Oh, I was livid. I was so happy. I always wanted some kid to tell me that I changed their life in some way. So that made my day.
That's wonderful.
I just like to help people see things in a different light than from what they're seeing, you know, so that hopefully they don't make either the same mistakes I have or other people or a family or whoever, you know, or I just really like to see people happy. I don't like to really see people crying and hurt, pain. I definitely am a stronger person, I know, when I'm around people like that. It makes me stronger, want to fight for other people, like an advocate, I guess.
Mhm. Yeah, you are definitely a way shower. That's the word they're giving me for you. Because you want to show people the way to transform their lives, to actually live in joy, and to be accepting of the blessings that are there for each and every one of us, because God loves each and every one of us. And he doesn't play favorites. He wants everyone to have everything that they desire.
Yeah, I even prayed for, like, the person I'm with, he's kind of iffy about God and stuff. And I told him, well, that's okay. I said, because you have one person here who can talk for you. So I just yelled it out loud. I care. I want a miracle for this person. I said, his whole name. I care. I wish that something good will happen. And I'll say it every day. And hopefully, I told him, hopefully something will happen. Because, you know, he's damn near giving up. But I told him, I'll believe for him. I have enough hope that hopefully maybe something will happen for him. However, I do know that things don't fall from the sky. So you just can't. You just can't sit on your butt and hope something falls, but, you know, he's obviously got to take the initiative. But, you know, I told him as much as I can for him, I'll just keep hoping for him to either do something and see a different way or not give up, you know, something good that'll change his mind. I even called his father, who had passed away. I said, hey, if you could hear me, help your son, because he's like losing it.
Well, they're showing me that something good is already happening for him, and that is you. So they want to make sure that you don't forget that you are an amazing gift for him.
No. Well, so, because he's meaning sometimes. He yells for no reason. And I keep trying to tell myself, when away, he's kind of like me. We have temperaments kind of alike. We can
we attract people who reflect who we are or who we believe that we are.
Yeah.
And so if you want to start attracting different types of people, then you need to work on letting go of things within yourself that you would rather not.
Right.
Or that you no longer need to experience.
I figured as much, like, as long as I keep working on myself, maybe things around me, I will finally see change. Because it's been a long time since I've been on my own, sort of. My kids are pretty much grown now, and that was like a shock to me. I mean, I don't know why it was a shock. Like, I always knew they were going to grow up, but I don't know, just when you kind of like settled down, they all of a sudden changed themselves. And I'm like, wait a minute, what happened to all the things we used to do? Well, you know, we're older now, Mom. And I'm like, you know, oh, my God, I just lost my kids. You know, so I had to get over that. And I tried to look at it different. Like, instead of seeing it as I'm losing my kids, how about I'm gaining back my independence of being just me? I don't know. That maybe that could be exciting.
Yes, you are. Yeah, so, it can be.
You know, I can
save
more money
focus
now.
On you.
Yes. It was
so
funny for a minute there, though, because my kids was like, my mom is having a midlife crisis.
That's what you're supposed to do, so that's okay. So who is your favorite divine being?
Well, you know, I've always known God. I know about other religions. I just came to the conclusion that I'm just very spiritual. Instead of taking on just a specific religion, I believe that there's something there. I don't know if it's what we know, but I know that there's something there.
Okay. Well, I ask that because I channel divine beings. If they have a message for someone that I'm talking to, then that message flows through me and I give that message. And I'm being told that there is a message for you, and I just wanted to know who you wanted to hear the message from.
Now, I do have a whole load of loved ones on the other side, and one person who always usually comes through most of the time is my grandmother. I know she's always, her and her sisters are always watching.
Yeah,
especially when
she
I'm
is seeing. She loves that. She loves that when you sing. She says,
yeah, I know.
Sing.
I always picture her and her sisters sitting there yelling, clapping still. Yeah, they were my biggest fans. So every time I go to sing, I tell people, you know, I don't sing very well because I got throat surgery. I said, but I really don't care because I know that my grandmother's listening.
She says
I miss
not
them a lot.
The quality of the sound that you make, it's the joy that you are sharing when you sing. It's the energy of your singing that just draws her. Okay, draws this whole big group to you when you sing. You invite a lot of people into your life when you sing.
Yeah, you should see it. It's something to see. It still amazes me every time. Because I don't think I'm like the world's greatest singer, but for some reason people will stop and they will listen, and I have like pretty much the whole place. It really does make me happy when I do that sometimes. I feel like a little star.
Well, it's your heart just opens up when you sing, and you just radiate this love and joy, and it's just amazing. And people just, they're in awe because it feels so good to be around you when you are in that energy. And you know, you can be in that energy all the time. It doesn't just have to be when you sing, because that's the truth of who you are. Okay, so your grandmother does have a message for you, so would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So this will be her. I'm so proud of you. I love you so much. You work so hard to make life better, not just for yourself, but for other people. I want you to do more things for you, more things that you really love doing. I want you to recognize that you have value. And that value is not based on what you do for other people or what you give away. It's based on the fact that you exist. That's it. You don't have to prove anything. And you are so deserving of so much more in your life. I want you to start accepting the love, accepting the blessings, accepting what God is giving to you. And don't push it aside and say, oh no, give it to someone else. They need it more than I do. Say thank you and accept it because it is for you. Don't worry, everyone else will be taken care of. But it's time for you to let you be taken care of. And don't let things get to be so completely out of hand before you are willing to allow miracles. You can have miracles every day. You can have miracles every moment. It's not something you just call for when you are totally stressed out because something bad has happened. You live in miracles. Let them come to you. Let yourself receive. I look at you and I see that little girl. And she's all grown up. And she's this beautiful woman that I love with all of my heart. And I just want her to love herself with all of her heart too. You don't have to worry about it. You are loved. We all love you. And we want the very best for you. Because you do deserve it. Right now, you deserve it. I love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As you were finishing, the rain here picked up a little bit.
Almost like they were crying with me. The rain I picked up a little bit harder. It was quiet for a minute.
Only they're tears of joy, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yep, sure is. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. You're welcome. They really do want you to remember that you are loved. You are loved. And they're showing me, everybody has a team that works with them, a team of divine beings and family members who've passed over and all of that. And they're showing me your team. And your team is so big that I really can't see the end of it. It just stretches on forever. And they're saying,
yes.
This is how many love you.
I see that too. Like, I was just sitting here seeing like a whole clan of people.
Yeah.
And it stretches so long that you almost can't see the end.
Exactly.
That's,
and they all love
you.
Too. And just remember, they all love you. They all love you. They are all on your side. They are all helping you as much as you will allow them to help you. So you should never, ever wonder whether or not you are loved, because you are totally loved.
Thank you so much. That really makes me feel a lot better. I needed to hear it after. Sometimes I wasn't sure if I was wishfully thinking or what.
No, the love is there. And the miracle of the car is not the only miracle you can have. There's no limit to how many miracles you can have in your life. They want you to focus
right on
you, to actually love you.
I even told him that. I said, you know, God doesn't give you what you want. He gives you what you need. You know? So in other words, like the car I got, it's a 2001. I really wanted a
2018 Dodge Grand Caravan, but I know I have to work for that, work up to that. Then I didn't want anything lower than the first car I had, which was 2013. But it got lower to 2002, and I said, dang it, I ain't taking nothing lower than 2002. But I got one that was 2001, and it runs just fine. And I just heard it in my mind, hey, it might not be what you want, but it's a car, and it runs fine. So I accepted that. I was just so happy. Like, thank you for this blessing, because I just didn't know what was going to happen. The car means a lot. It's my job. It's my life. It pays the bills. It's my trip ticket home for the holiday. So I am definitely blessed and thankful. And I definitely appreciate the message, because I did feel that.
They want you to know the reason why you didn't get the brand new car like you wanted was because you didn't actually believe that you deserved to have a brand new car. You were the one that stopped the brand new car from coming into your life, because you were not willing to accept that you were valuable enough to have a brand new car.
I felt I had to work for it, perhaps.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe so I can be proud that I actually did something, that I worked so hard for something for myself. I accomplished it and no one else gave it to me or anything like that. I don't know. But trust me, I really, really did want it. As far as deserving it free, I guess I didn't feel that. I just knew that as a goal, I had to work somehow for it, because I've never wanted anything in my life as bad as this before, ever, as far as materialistic stuff.
Well, start doing the work on loving yourself and accepting yourself simply because you do, not because you've proven that you are valuable. You don't have to prove anything. You just have to be open to accepting you, to loving you, to seeing the value in you. That's all you have to do. And I know I make it sound like that's incredibly simple. But sometimes
that's
the hardest thing for us to do.
Yeah,
we can see the value
in
other people, but we can't see the value in ourselves.
I know, though, sometimes I only feel like that because of some of the people around me. Or maybe it's the past, or I don't know. But I don't know. I get, like, new feelings almost every day, a new hope or something I've never really thought about before. So I know something's going to change. I just feel like I got to be patient or something. But I just wanted to make sure I wasn't wishful thinking, because I've been thinking that forever.
Now, everything is changing right now. It's not something that's going to happen in the future. It's something that's happening right now. So you don't have to put off your life. Don't think that, you know, I've got to wait until whatever, because you don't. You make changes in your life right now. And if you realize that you are believing something that you no longer need to believe, then let it go right now. Just let it go. And you've got that beautiful team of people who are working with you, and you can ask them to help you to let it go. Get this out of my life. I no longer want to believe this. And they will help you. They will always help you. They love helping you. It brings them
good
to help you.
Because I was worried they were getting tired of helping such a person.
They don't
like
get tired. No. And they think that you are an absolutely beautiful person, and they love helping you. You know, so tonight before you go to sleep, call on them. Ask them to help you to see the beauty within you.
I will.
And then when you wake up,
I will do that.
See how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm a little intuitive myself. Sometimes I have dreams, but they're different types of dreams. Like I could sometimes tell the difference between a dream and more like a, I don't know what you would call it, but like, for example, every time somebody dies that I love, I always get the chance to see them in a dream one last time. And then
you're a little bit intuitive, you know that. You describe yourself as being a little intuitive, like you're just, you know, barely intuitive. You are an incredibly intuitive woman.
I probably am. I just don't know exactly how to fully use it. I've always had something ever since I was a kid. I've known things or seen things before it happened. Or, like I said, I would have these dreams or something. But I just didn't really know how to tap into it fully. So usually I try to get used to how I perceive it. It took me a very long time to know the difference between my voice and the voice, if that makes sense. So I would feel like mm-hmm. these warnings, or I would hear something, don't do that. And then I would think in my head, but why? And I would question it, and then I would do it, and then something would happen. I'd be like, oh, that's why. So I had to learn to listen. Listen.
Yeah, that's an important part of it.
Yes.
Listening and trusting.
Yes. And just having patience.
And it makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. You have amazing gifts, and you haven't even recognized most of them. So, you know, you can also do that before you go to sleep at night. Ask them to bring you guidance about the best way to utilize your gift or to open you up to new gifts that are waiting to come, because you do have some that are waiting for you to say, okay, I'm ready for these. You can activate them, you know.
Yeah.
There is more.
Yeah, I've even done some tarot and been correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty neat. I don't know how I do it. I'm always like, really? Am I right? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, because I usually practice on family sometimes, you know, just a little dabbling. So it's pretty neat.
And you don't have to know how you do it. You just do it. It's just a part of who you are. So they really want you to start utilizing your gifts. Utilize them for yourself as well as others.
Yeah, I'll definitely try more, and I'll do that about at bedtime. Try to meditate a little more.
Yeah, because your life is going to change drastically in the next year. It's going to get better. I'm not telling you that anything bad's going to happen, because it's not. Your life is going to get better and better and better and better and better, because you're going to open up more and more to loving and accepting yourself. And that's the key to it.
Well, I can't wait, because it's about time.
Yeah, it is time. And it's already started, so follow your guidance. Really listen. And please let go of all of that garbage that you used to believe about you. And start accepting who you are. And that you are fabulous. And you are loved. And you are a gift to the world. You are absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you.
No problem. You, I really appreciate this talk. You have no idea, so I'm glad I called.
I'm glad you called too, because you really have enlightened my day. And I love your energy. And I do see amazing things in your life, including an amazing man that you are going to love and who is going to value and appreciate you. You're actually
Definitely what I need. Appreciation.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I need that, you know?
Well, you're going to start giving it to yourself, too.
Yeah. Yes.
that this looks.
Well, thank you.
It looks absolutely amazing.
Is it raining where you are?
No. Not today. It's sunny. But I'm in Oklahoma, which is quite a ways from you. So.
Oh, Oklahoma. Okay. Yep. See, yeah, like I said, I'm from Ohio, so I know we definitely in Ohio, they get cold weather, but Delaware it's kind of even. Like, it's cold, but it's not as cold as Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oklahoma tends to be warmer, too, so. We haven't had real winter. Oh, we had a taste of winter, but we haven't had real winter yet.
Yeah, well, it isn't too bad this winter. We haven't gotten really bad snow in either places for a while, but you never know. We're just all,
yeah.
I think everybody crosses their fingers each winter.
Well, you work on changing your life and let the weather be what the weather's being. Because there's nobody more important in your life than you. You are the most important person in your life. And it's time for you to start treating yourself that way, okay?
Alrighty. Thank you. You have a wonderful new year.
I will, and you too. And do let go of those beliefs, because I see that your life really will be phenomenal. So don't forget that. And call me back if you need to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, I just love, absolutely love connecting with people. And I love helping them to see the truth of who they are. And it's amazing how we usually resist seeing that truth. And now I am being guided to say that if you have called in and you have a question or a comment, please be sure and press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board and we can do what you are here to do, because you deserve it and you are loved. Oh, I just love it when they're sending messages to callers to remind them of their value, to remind them that they deserve more, because you each do. And doing that work last night on myself and opening up to actually loving myself, I don't know how to put it into words. I encourage everyone to do it. You know, just sit down and the pen and paper and ask yourself, why don't I love me? And then write down whatever pops into your mind. And it really doesn't matter what it is. You're just writing down whatever it is that your brain is giving you, because your brain has answers to your questions. And the answers that your brain has come from the conditioning that you've been getting all of your life. That doesn't mean that it's true. It just means that that's what you believe. And then when you've written them down, however many there were, and then you can just use dear innate statements. You can say, dear innate, I release, you know, that I don't deserve love. Dear innate, I release that I'm not good enough to be loved. Dear innate, I release that I haven't proven that I should be loved. Dear innate, I'm afraid of love. Whatever it is that's coming up, just say, dear innate, I release it. And do that until you've gone through the whole list and you've released everything that you've written down. And then just take a few nice deep breaths. And let it work with you. Let it clear you. Let it bring you to that state of love and acceptance. Because that is what you're here for. You are here to be you, not somebody else's idea of you. You are here to be who you truly are. And there's nothing more important in your life than you. And they have me say that so that you can hear it. Because you need to hear it. We all need to hear it. We all need to accept it, to recognize it. There is no one more important in your life than you. And they're saying even mothers with children, they want to know this. There is no one more important in your life than you. And even though your mind might be going, oh, no, my children are more important. You know, ask your kids. Ask them if they think they're more important than you. And they will tell you that they think you are more important. And you need to teach them that there's no one more important in their lives than them. This doesn't mean that you have to, you know, be a narcissistic dickwad. I don't know why they put that word in my head. But it's not about that. It's about accepting what is right for you. It's about knowing that you deserve to eat when you are hungry instead of having to feed everyone else first. It's knowing that you are just as deserving of the best piece of cake as anybody else who is there. You are not less. I want you to let go of the whole idea that you are less, that you mean less, that you deserve less, that your life is less. Get out of the less. Start accepting that you are more, that you are equal, and that the only person you are responsible for is you. Because even though you have children, you don't have the capability of going into their little minds and deciding what their responses should be. They decide that, even if it's not the response you think that they should have. So you are not responsible for them. They are the ones who respond to their lives. You are the one that responds to your life. You have the ability to respond for you and only you. Now, this doesn't mean that you can ignore your children and not teach them to be wonderful people, and that you are not a mentor and a way shower and all of the other things that a parent is. But when it comes to the ability to respond, that's just you. It's about accepting that you have value. And that is so hard for so many people. And it seems to be especially hard for people who consider themselves to be light workers. Because your focus is always out there, changing the world, helping others, being a caregiver, doing what is right to make the world a better place. But that all starts with you. It all starts with where you are. It all starts with who you are being. You are not separate from the world. You are a part of it. And so bringing all of this love and light into the world includes you. Why not start with making your life even more wonderful than it is? And then you get to share that with the world. It really does make it a much small, wonderful, and profound gift that you are giving to the world when you are first giving to yourself. Because then the energy that is coming from you is even more beautiful, even more purity, even more love. So, do you want to give the world the best that you can? If so, then be the best. Because that is what you are giving, what you are being. So it's not about you versus them. It's not about you having time enough for them. It's about you accepting you. It's about you developing your gifts, your talents, so that you can share them with others, with the world, with yourself. So remember that it starts with you. So we are coming to the end of this wonderful year, and it has been a wonderful year. I've really enjoyed this year, and it's brought some major changes into my life. Some of them I was happier with than others, but all of them, I can see that they've all had value, even the ones that I didn't like. And I can see how they have helped me to evolve more. It's about accepting. Accepting what is. This doesn't mean that you can't change. Because I love and accept myself, but I'm also evolving. I'm also doing whatever work is appropriate for me to become a better me. And as I become a better me, I still accept myself. So the acceptance is never ending. And it's not dependent upon who you are right now in this moment. It's an acceptance of all that you are. So this really is about opening up to yourself, opening up to your own life, opening up to who you are being, and letting go of all of the doubts and the fears and all of that other stuff that keeps coming up and tapping you on the shoulder and saying, well, what about me? If it's not real, if it's not important, if it's not part of your evolution, if it's not making your life even more phenomenal, then why are you paying attention to it? Why would you ever waste the time focusing on something that is not important? And I say that because there are so many of us who have wasted years focusing on what is not important. And we do that because we're afraid of focusing on ourselves. We're afraid of becoming who we truly are. We're afraid of our own power. We're afraid of our own majesty. And it's time to let go of the fear, to move beyond that, to accept ourselves exactly as we are and as we are changing. As we are moving into higher and higher levels of existence, as we are opening up to miracles and magic. And it just feels good. So I encourage you that if you have any questions about your life, about what might or might not happen, my guidance has been, like I said in the what I posted on Facebook, they've been showing me the future in ways that they hadn't before, because I've been opening up more and more to my own talents and abilities and opening up to the power within me. And my visions are getting more and more interesting. That's the way I'll phrase them. Because they're showing me things that they've never shown me before. And they're showing me, they're actually giving me time frames. And that was one thing that they never, ever, ever did. And now I actually hear, on occasion, time frames, which is like, oh my gosh, you know. You guys don't do that. You told me you don't do that. But apparently I've reached a point where I am open to them, and maybe I wasn't before. And I can see where I would have not wanted to know, because that changes how people accept a message. It changes how they feel about it, because then they start focusing on the time. And I told you I've changed my relationship with time. Time is not something that I feel like I'm running out of. I don't feel like it's my enemy. Time is actually wonderful, and I love time. Time is on my side. So now my perception of time has changed, and my guidance is putting more time into what they are showing me. Interesting. So as you evolve, as you open up, it does change everything, even things that you hadn't thought about it having any kind of impact on. It's changing it. So this is about us opening up to ourselves, opening up to accepting ourselves. And that self-love is so vitally important, because when you are coming from love of yourself, you are approaching life in a totally different way. And you are truly allowing yourself to be recognized by you. And that's something that we don't usually do. We recognize everybody else, everything else, but we don't recognize ourselves. So I can tell you from my experience that it does feel good to recognize yourself, to create your life with you in mind, instead of making everybody and everything else more important than you. It's time to let that go. It's totally time to let that go. Because then it puts you at the mercy of others. It allows you to be a victim, because it's all based on them. When it's all based on you, how can you be a victim? When you're the one who's creating it, you can't be a victim of yourself. You can accept and recognize that it is a choice. Everything is a choice. We have so many choices that we make every day, and every moment we are making choices. And you have the freedom to choose what is best for you. You have the freedom to create your life the way you truly desire for it to be. And the only person holding you back is you. And that's why it's so important to release. Release whatever it is. Especially if there's a part of you saying, no, I can't let that go, then by all means, let that go. Because there's nothing more important than you loving yourself and loving your life and being the very best that you can be. And I want to remind callers again that if you have a question or if you'd like a message, press the number 1 so that you put that lovely symbol on the studio board and we can talk about whatever it is that you have come here to talk about. We can let go of whatever it is that you have come here to release. Because this is about you. This is about what's important to you, who you truly want to be, and what you want to create in your life. That's the whole purpose of me doing these shows. And that's the reason why you're here. So don't hesitate to press the number one. Raise your hand. And let's connect. Because if you don't, I'll just sit here and talk and talk and talk. And I may say things that are vitally important. I'm not dismissing the talking, because I am sharing the messages that I am being given while I am talking. This is not me coming up with stuff from the top of my head. This is me saying what I am guided to say. Because your guidance wants you to know how important you are. And this is for each and every one of us. They want us to know how important we are. They want us to live how important we are. And they want us to open our hearts fully and accept ourselves. And sometimes that feels like they're asking for too much, but it's not. It is possible. It should be desirable for us to truly live as ourselves. Can you imagine that if everyone was truly being themselves? No false identities, no facades, no hiding, no changing so that I can be who you want me to be instead of being who I am. Can you imagine a world where everybody lived in integrity? There would be no war. There would be no need for it. Because everyone would be recognizing their value and the value of everyone else. And they would work to come up with solutions that are for the highest good of everyone involved. Because they would be coming from love, the unconditional love, instead of manipulation and control, which is the reason why people have wars now. Because they want to control. They want to manipulate. They want to say, this is mine, and you can't have it. You know, like the little two-year-old who has a favorite toy and someone else comes over and wants to play with it. And they grab it and say, no, mine. Well, we grow up and we're still those little two-year-olds. But instead of a favorite toy, you have a favorite part of the world. A part of the world that has oil under it or, you know, whatever makes it more valuable. And you have these people who want to grab it and say, no, this is mine. And you can't have it. And if you try to have it, I'm going to kill you. How we don't actually grow up. We don't actually see the truth of who we are, the truth of who we are being, how we are acting. And it can make such a profound difference in our lives. It just reminds me of the John Lennon song, Imagine. And I love that song. You know, imagine there's no countries. It's just one big world and we're all living together and learning to coexist and love each other. Imagine there's no religion, nothing to divide us, no need to conquer, no need to prove that I've got a bigger slice of the pie chart that shows the world's religions than you have. So therefore, my religion is better than your religion because more people choose it. And there are religions that actually have that kind of a mindset where they are proving how wonderful they are by how many followers they have. their goal is not about making people's lives better, making the world a better place. It's about having a bigger slice of the pie. We make trivial things important. And we see that in television shows and everything where, you know, people are talking about, well, I've got this many followers on Twitter and then Facebook and Instagram and all of these other social medias. They base their value on how many followers they have. I can't honestly tell you how many followers I have because I don't ever actually look at that. Now, I like the idea, you know, that people are resonating with the work that I do and they want to be a part of it. But the number of followers really doesn't matter to me. Because that really doesn't tell me anything, because there are lots of people who never become followers of anything or anybody, but they still listen to those people. They still resonate with those people. They still gain a benefit from connecting with those people. And my guidance is always telling me that the numbers that are reported for anything don't actually tell you anything. I've asked them before, you know, how many people's lives have I impacted? I'm just interested, you know, to see what they would say. But, you know, they'd say a few thousands or whatever. And they were telling me that directly and indirectly, because we do have direct and indirect impact on others, that the number would be in the millions. And I was kind of speechless for a moment, because I was in that mindset that I was insignificant, that what I did was not really all that important. And I had to let go of that mindset so that I could be an even better version of myself, so that I could make sure that what I was sending out there into the world that was impacting people was the best that it could possibly be. Because I don't want to send out crap. I want people to actually get value out of what I do, what I present, who I'm being. And I want to recognize the value of me. And it's not in a, you know, self-obsessed kind of way. It's in a recognition of the divinity within me. Because we each have God within us, whether you call God God or Goddess or Divine Mother or Allah or Buddha or whatever name you particularly use. They don't really care what name you use. But it's about recognizing that I have that power within myself. And I am using that power to create, to manifest, to help others to see, to know what it is to say. This is not just me, Barbara, sitting here in a chair talking to you. This is all that I am, which includes all of my team, all of my ancestors, all of the love. It's all combined together and becomes a part of the messages that I give. So this really is about recognizing that we are more than just these human bodies. We are so much more. And it's time for us to start accepting that and to start living that. It's time for us to be okay with being more. And if that's bringing up fear in you, the whole idea of being more, you can simply say, "Dear Innate, I release the fear of being more." And feel the fear going away. Because when you are working with your innate body, you are making the choice to change. And the innate body loves you and wants you to be whatever it is you truly desire to be. And so it's there to help you to have that freedom. And if you're afraid of the innate body, you can say, "Dear innate, I release the fear of being afraid of my own innate body." And you can get that fear out of the way so that you can utilize that part of you. It can help you so much, so profoundly. It really does bring miracles into your life. That's the way I feel about it. When I look at the things that have changed in me since I started working with the innate, which was approximately 6 months ago, and my life is just so different. I am so different. And it has helped me go through things that before would have left me, you know, curled up in the fetal position, traumatized by life. And I didn't have to have that reaction because I was able to just let go and to accept whatever it was that was happening in my life. So I know that this works, and it really does have a beautiful impact on who you are being and what you are creating. And that's why I encourage everyone to start using those dear innate statements. Start letting go. And you can start out just letting go of small things. You know, if you're having a bad day, your kids are really irritating you, "Dear innate, I release this irritation. Dear innate, I release my child." You know. And what you're releasing actually is the energy around whatever it is that you are talking about. So when you release your child, you're not saying, "I'm going to put my child out on the curb and hope someone comes and picks them up." You are releasing the energy that you have attached to your child. And we attach energy, meaning, beliefs to pretty much everything. So you can just start saying, "Dear innate, I released," and you can get a dictionary and just go through and release every single word in that dictionary. And that does make a difference. Because I went through one day and I released, I don't know how many hundreds of words I was releasing, but I was releasing every word that I was finding that was popping into my mind, or I was seeing written. I was releasing it. I was releasing it and I was releasing it. And I did that for, it was a couple of hours. That's all I did, was just release words. And I felt so much better after I'd done that. I didn't realize there was that much garbage attached to those words. And now I find that emotions don't overwhelm me because I've released most of the emotions, at least the ones that I thought of, so that they are not triggering a response in me. They don't have the same meaning to me that they used to. They have the same meaning that's in the dictionary, but we attach so much more to it than just that. And we attach our experiences to it. So when you are releasing emotions, it's more than just the words that you are clearing. And one of the words that I have released is God. And I didn't realize how much of a charge that had, the name God. Because it used to have this huge charge because of everything that I'd ever been taught about God. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. It was all attached to the name. So when I said, "Dear Innate, I release God," I was bringing the name back to its pure state. And it was no longer something to be feared, something I needed to worry about, something I needed to prove myself to. It cleared all of that old attachment away so that I actually have the freedom to just accept God. And I find that I actually say the word God more than I used to, because I really shied away from it because of all the attachments. And I've done the same thing with, you know, Jesus, and I've released Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Metatron, and I've released all of these beautiful divine beings that, you know, we are taught are there to help us, to care for us. But there were also some negative garbage attached to each of those names. And it wasn't just my negative garbage. It was also societal beliefs. So it's not just what you believe that is attached to a word. It can be beliefs and energies that have come down hundreds and hundreds of years. So if you have a particular word or name or phrase or whatever that triggers fear in you, then please use those Dear Innate statements and say, "Dear Innate, I release whatever it is," so that you can clear off all of that stuff. And then you can actually use words and just have them being conveying your message and not have all of those attachments to them. Another big one that I encourage everyone to say is, "Dear Innate, I release money." Because we do have all of these beliefs that are attached to money. And a lot of them are not really good beliefs. You know, it could be that money is evil, money is negative, money is, you know, blah, blah, blah. Depending on what your family has taught you all of your life. And it only takes a second to say, "Dear Innate, I release money." And you are clearing the energy of money so that it's not something that you need to push out of your own life. And you have the freedom to accept it. So there's so many ways that we can clear our energies, clear ourselves, clear our beliefs. And this is the time of the year, this month and January and February, there's going to be a lot of things coming up so that they can be released. That's why they are coming up. So if it seems like your life has turned into all of this trauma and drama and all of this turmoil, it's because those things are coming up so that you can let them go. And if you let them go, then you clear out all of the drama and trauma and all of that faster. And the faster you get rid of all of that stuff that's ready to be released, the faster you can move into the next cycle of energy, which they're saying most people are going to start experiencing in March. But the energy for experiencing it is actually there before March. It's when I tell you something is going to happen in a particular month, it's not just restricted to those particular months. So the energy that is coming after all of this stirring up everything so that we can release it is the energy of manifesting, of actually creating what we desire. And so the more you release and the more quickly you release, the more you are moving into that energy that allows you to create what you desire, to manifest what you desire into your life with grace and ease, and to have it happen quickly. Because that's part of it. It is speeding up the amount. It is speeding up how quickly we see the results of manifesting our desires. And remember, you only want to manifest your desires. You do not want to say, I want blah, 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 because it's not wanting that you are looking for. Wanting means you don't have it. You don't want to be in the energy of, I don't have it. You want to be in the energy of, I desire it, which means you are open to it, and you know that God is bringing it to you. So be in that energy of desiring and allowing your desires to come to you. Be in that energy of recreating your life in the new and phenomenal way, because that is what it is all about. So go through this period of releasing and release. Use those wonderful dear innate statements. And, you know, I don't get paid anything for you using them. This is just here for you. If you need help and you want to hire me to help you, then that's fine. I have no problems with that. But you can do this yourself. But you're not required to. And you can call on your team to assist you. You have so many different options that are there for you. This is about you becoming the very best person that you can possibly be. This is about you changing your life. This is about you accepting that you are good enough, that you are deserving of something more. This is about you embracing yourself and fully living your life. So this really is about you, the most important person in your life. So don't hesitate to make the changes that are right for you. And I'm not talking about you going out and doing something drastic, although if you decide to go out and do something drastic, that's your choice, you know. I don't have control over you. I don't want control over you. I have more than enough to deal with just dealing with me. But the changes that you are making don't have to start with something huge. You know, there are some people that believe, okay, if I'm going to change my life, I've got to pack up and quit my job and move to another place and get a new job, and then everything will be different. No, it won't be different, because you're not changing you. The changes have to start within you. People who do that usually find that they end up someplace so similar to where they came from, with a job that's so similar to what they were doing, with relationships that are so similar to what they had. And if their relationships were horrible where they were, then the relationships where they go will also be horrible, unless they change their beliefs. You have to start within you. It's not looking out there in the world for something that's going to make your life different. It is looking within you and letting go of what does not work. If you're one of those people that goes around and you're always angry, then start saying, dear innate, I release the anger. Anytime anger comes up, dear innate, I release the anger. And you may need to say it 20,000 times. It doesn't matter, because you are just clearing the anger out of you so that you can live a life where you are not going around always so freaking angry. And I see people like that who are just angry. Nobody has to say or do anything. They are just angry. It's still a choice. You're not required to be angry. God didn't say, okay, I'm going to create you, and it's your job to be angry, and you cannot change that. You must just be angry every single moment. No, you have the freedom to change. You have the freedom to release the anger. You have the freedom to move forward in your own life. You have freedom. Okay. I am being told that it is time to wrap up the show. So, if you are a caller and you have not pressed the number one to express whatever it is you want to express, this is your last chance. And if you do not choose to express whatever it is, that is absolutely fine. You're not required to. This is an opportunity, not a requirement. Everything in your life is an opportunity. None of it is required. God never told you you were required to do or be anything. But you are given opportunities. Opportunities to change. Opportunities to become. Opportunities to let go. Start accepting your opportunities if it feels right for you. So that is our show for today, and hopefully DC Love and I will be back on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time for the Love and Amazing Grace show, and you are all invited to join us. This is your opportunity. I love you, and I hope you all have an amazing New Year, and I do see that wonderful, profoundly wonderful things are coming to be for each and every one of us. So start letting go so that you can be ready to create the life that you truly desire to live. This is your chance. Bye-bye, everybody.